So this is part three of the I lesson, and let's just begin whether you've been exploring this I lesson throughout and you're now on the part three, or whether you're taking this third part as its own lesson. Let's just return to some of the beginning and ending ideas of the lesson, which are to lie on your back, to either extend your legs long and leave your arms long on the side, or possibly to bend your knees and stand your feet. You may want to have your arms simply at your side, your elbows resting on the floor, but your hands somewhere on your middle. However you can find yourself comfortably on your back on the floor. And return to noticing your contact with the floor. And part of this contact will include noticing pressure of your pelvis, right and left, your shoulders, right and left, your head, which may feel turned a bit right or left, and again, refresh for yourself this idea that between your head and whatever point of your shoulders or some area of your spine that connects, you know, some area of your spine in your torso or the, you know, base of your neck, wherever you reconnect with the floor after your head, because for most of us, our necks lift a bit. Consider the length between those two points, the distance, an imagined, a felt distance. And also that distance, imagined or felt, between perhaps some part of your torso, your low back, that comes away from the floor between your shoulders and your pelvis. So just check in with your sense of those distances. Check in with yourself about your sense of how tall these arcs, how tall this lift from the floor may be behind your neck or behind some part of your torso. Just feel what you feel. And now roll the head a little right and left and bring it to rest somewhere simply in the middle. And now bring the palms of the hands to cup over the eyes. And I may call this cupping or I may call this palming. It's really an idea that the palm of the hand will come over each eye. So the right palm over the right eye, the left palm over the left eye, in such a way that light is occluded. The eyes will be closed, but even more light is kept out by the palms being in place. And also the palm, the heel of the hand, right, the lower edge before the wrist of the hand will be somewhere at the cheekbone, lower part of the eye socket, somewhere there, and it will just have a gentle, soft pressure around the outside of the eye socket and the cheek muscles. Muscles that, in fact, we use quite a bit at times when we may be working hard to see or expressing emotion, whether that's laughter or concentration, or many of the ways that we use the muscles of the face to express our thoughts and feelings, whether we realize we are or not. A lot of the activity in the face that expresses our states affects the shape of the eyes and the pressure or space that the eyes have to take up. So we'll, throughout this lesson, be looking for ways to make more space, less activity, just for the experience of seeing how to bring more ease around the structures of the eyes, which don't just include the eyeballs themselves, but the optic nerve, parts of the muscles of the face, and, you know, many things that come into play for our seeing. So as you've had your palms over your eyes, you may have noticed that you see light or darkness, that there are shapes or movement, that the darkness or the stillness is the greater portion of what you are experiencing, or not so much. And throughout the lesson, what we'll be moving towards is an idea of making that darkness, that ease, spread, become more a complete aspect of our visual field. Because even when our eyes are closed, even when our palms are over our eyes, our visual field is still an experience of seeing. So consider this. Do you have a sense currently, not of how you are seeing because your eyes are closed and your hands are palmed over your eyes, but what for you is a memory or an idea or an experience of your visual field? How far does it spread widthwise, so to the right and to the left? How far does it expand in terms of height, so footward of you, above headward of you? And you're not reaching with your eyes as you think about this, or maybe not necessarily moving your eyes. You're just considering, what is this idea of my vision that I have even when I am not activating my vision, even when my eyes are closed and my palms are over my eyes? And imagine that by softening the eyeballs in the sockets, the muscles around the eye sockets, so the face, the forehead, the nose, the cheeks, the mouth, the ears, that you can imagine that the vision widens, but with a diffuse attention. It's a widening that disperses the vision, not to a particular point, but allows it to softly expand in all the directions. Notice the sense of darkness in any place that you sense a depth, a richness of a deep darkness in your vision. Can you also allow that deep darkness to expand, to become deeper, darker, wider, fuller. And pause. Slowly bring your hands away from your eyes. Rest them on the floor or on yourself in some comfortable way. And roll your head just a little right and left. The nose goes a little right, a little left. And make it smaller and simpler until your head lands somewhere that is the middle for now. And now, bringing your attention primarily to your left eye, bring your left eye left and to the center. Just slowly, simply, small. No part of reaching with that range, just to the left and to the middle. And both eyes will move, but it's a little bit of a game you can play with your attention of, can you think about the left eye? Can you bring your awareness to the left eye? To really notice the sensations and pause in the middle. Now bring your left eye slowly to the left and then with some quickness back to the center. Not hurried. Not sudden, but quick, and slowly to the left, and quickly back to the center, and slowly to the left, and quickly back to the center, and pause. Now bring the eye, the left eye is where most of your attention is, where you're really attending to the sensations of the eye moving. Bring the left eye quickly to the left and slowly back to the center. And quickly to the left and slowly back to the center. And pause. Sense your tongue, your breath, the contact of your head, your shoulders, your hips. Now bring your attention back to your left eye. And move it towards the right and to the center. So towards your nose, towards the middle of you, and then back to the center, just slowly, easily a few times, looking for some smoothness, a lack of effort in making it simpler, smaller as you go, and pause. Now bring your left eye quickly to the right and slowly to the center. Now bring it slowly to the right and quickly to the center. And slowly to the right, and quickly to the center. And turn quickly to the right and slowly towards the center. And pause. And now, with most of your attention on your left eye, look very slowly all to the right and to the left and to the right. And then a few times as you go from right to left, think, just mark for yourself in your own thinking, when do you pass through the center? So as you move from the right to the left, when do you pass through the center? And as you move from the left to the right, when do you pass through the center? And again, softly, with ease, allow the idea of center to be something that becomes more and more clear no matter which direction you are moving from or to. And let your breathing be soft. Notice if your neck and your jaw and your tongue are soft. And pause. Bring the eye somewhere to the center. Think about the eye being soft, resting in its socket, backward in gravity. And now bring your hands, your palms up again and cup your two eyes and sense any change that you sense in the darkness, the stillness, the depth and richness of the darkness, as Moshe gives the image of a wet, dark velvet. Allow it to spread. Allow your breath to be full and easy and deep. And pause. Now, putting your attention predominantly on your left eye, look a little up and to the center. And do that a few times slowly. And by now, I think you have understood the pattern of explore for yourself in your own way, in your own time, looking quickly up and slowly to the center, or slowly up and quickly to the center. But you can alternate, or you can be systematic in terms of the number of times you explore a certain pattern. But make it your own. And then pause. Bring the left eye more or less to center. Think about it resting backward softly. And when you're ready to continue with the next variation, it will be mostly attention on the left eye from the center to down. So explore moving down and to the center, slow in both directions. Explore moving downward slowly and to the center quickly. Explore moving downward quickly and to the center slowly. And vary that exploration in any way that is satisfying and interesting to your own learning. But do it softly. Do it in a way that is unhurried. And that you feel you can explore these ranges of your own action in a way that is interesting to you. And pause. And now allow the eye very simply in a small range, again, to just sweep a little down and up and down. But note for yourself in your thinking, where is the middle? As you move from down to up, when do you pass through the center? And when you move from up to down, when do you pass through the center? And pause. Pause and rest. Rest your attention. Change the position of your legs if you like, the position of your hands or arms. And in a very slow and small way, roll your head a little right and left. Making it smaller and smaller until it comes to rest in the middle. Now, one last time before the lesson ends, bring your hands up. Let them palm or cup your eyes. Right hand over the right eye, left hand over the left eye, fingertips towards the forehead, lightly crossing over the top of the nose, somewhere between the eyebrows, and sense the darkness, the richness, the stillness, the depth of the black. Sense how the eyeballs, right and left, rest backwards softly in their sockets. The breath, simple, easy, moves in through the nose, over the top of the palate, down the throat, into the lungs, imagine, consider the space in the mouth, the space for the tongue, the space in the ear canals, the softness of the jaw, of the front of the throat, the back of the neck, bring the hands away from the eyes and let them come to rest, and slowly, slowly, let the eyelids part and light begin to enter the eyes again. And allowing the eyes to rest in the head, roll the head a little right and left, not looking at anything in particular or focusing. Just allowing the eyes to ride along, right and left. And pause somewhere in the middle. And now find a place on the ceiling to focus with the eyes. Some point, some area where the eyes can be gently fixed. And the eyes will gently fix themselves to this point. And then the head will move a little right and left around the eyes. The eyes will be still. And the head will move just a little right and just a little left. And the breathing is easy. And the jaw is soft. Pause. And now once again, the eyes will simply rest in their sockets, and the head will turn a little right and a little left, and the eyes, without attaching their focus in any particular way, will softly gaze right and left with the head. And bring that to a close. Let the head find a place to rest in the middle. Sense your breathing, your contact with the floor. And slowly, in your own time, roll to one side, come to sit, eventually to stand. And when you find yourself in standing, you can feel your feet on the floor, right and left. You can turn your head a little right and feel your feet, how the pressure changes. Turn your head a little left, feeling how the pressure changes on your feet. Sense your breathing. And then start to come into walking. And as you begin to walk, consider, when does your head turn? And then you look at an object as a way of moving about the space? And what times as you move about the space does your gaze turn and your gaze lands on an object, and then you turn yourself, the rest of you, towards your gaze? And just play. Let that be light and playful, how you explore the difference between turning some part of yourself and then bringing your gaze into that orientation, or when your gaze determines an orientation that you bring the rest of yourself into. So walk, let it be simple, and I hope you enjoy discovering and being curious about the role that your eyes and your vision play with the way that you move about in the world.